And I remember doing interviews, and there are interview levels at C-suite level that really drain, especially when you have to, your CV has to be in a certain way, and then you have to do psychometric tests. I remember doing this interview for a very high-level job, and they took 4 months to do, and you know, it's interviews on Zoom. And so that's the time Wanderlust, the Community Diaries, had just gotten the grant from Facebook. So I told myself, what if all this energy that you've been giving to other people, you can put it into your own businesses? Yeah, and remember, I used to tell myself I'm a very good employee and I'm a bad entrepreneur. And I said, okay, let me take the leap of faith
Plunging.
and plunge in. And I'm telling you, my goodness, it's crazy. But I've had to learn so much on business.
And you did. You decided that you're going to.
Yes, I decided. In fact, after that night, I got a job offer and I turned it down.
Oh.
Yes, it's that. I was that. See, I told you,
Wow.
I give leeway, and then when I close the door, I'm gone.
Oh, wow.
So I closed. I even signed out of all those job.
Notification things.
Yes, I signed out of them. LinkedIn, what? I even removed my. I'm open for opportunity. And they announced that I have resigned and I'm doing my, just so that I can be kept accountable by the world. Yeah, so that's where I am now.
Wow.
That was in, my last working day was November 30th,
Of 2021.
2021.
And you decided that this,
I said I'm
I
done.
have built this professional brand, but now moving from this
Entrepreneurship.
into serial entrepreneurship. And so what did you start off as then?
So I looked at what I have. I've been doing a couple of them in the background, but because I've not given them my due attention, they have not. One has been an
Moving.
ongoing concern, just because there's someone else running it. That's the House Girl Bureau. That's Nyarai.
Nyarai.
Yeah, Nyarai means humility.
Oh, nice.
I think it's Namib, it's Botswana or something. One of,
Humility.
yeah, humility. In fact, my page is always full of people from, is it Namibia or Botswana? One of those two.
Ah, because they can identify
They, in
with.
fact, they think it's a person because the picture is a woman. One of the flyers. It's a flyer with a woman there. So I think, I don't know, people assume that's someone's profile. So they write to me in their language. So that has, I've been running that with my house girl for 5 years now.
So you've had this house girl for that long?
11 years.
Wow, she's
Yeah, in fact,
literally
six.
raised your
Yeah,
people.
because we started it when the kids went to school. Because then she said, you know, now I have time, what can we do? So we looked at various options and then we decided we are going to do that. She's going to do that, and me, I'm the marketer. And we've been doing, we used to do it from my house. My house was, we were staying in a townhouse, so it had one floor. And we, you know, downstairs would be interviews and women coming and employers, and my kids were so fed up. So when we moved and the business moved to its own office, I didn't know how much it had affected them because, you know,
The kids.
yeah. So they were so excited. They said, no more aunties coming to our house. They can't even watch TV,
Oh
whatnot.
dear.
Yeah, so that's growing.
Yeah, the sacrifices that children go through just for these kinds of
Yeah.
things. So this one, it as you're saying, it had been on for a while. It's just that obviously because you are a busy professional lady,
Yeah.
this wasn't receiving due attention,
Yeah,
full
like
attention.
I didn't. There's also a restriction in space
Yeah.
and time for myself. So now we are putting in structures. Now I'm putting in proper structures for running it as an, even I opened an account the other day. It was a mattress thing. At the end of the day, we split the cash. I hope Kiara is not listening. And then, yeah. So now we have proper structures of paying taxes. So the
who trains? You train them?
We don't train. Mm-hmm. So we do more of mix and match. Mm-hmm. We do more of chemistry. We use a lot of, like, what are you really looking for? Because I believe even if I were to train, for those who are green, for those who are very green, they'd come to our place and stay with us a couple of days. But someone else who's worked somewhere else, I don't see why you need to train again. But also, you like your shirts ironed in a certain way. You like your belly. So you'll still train. Even a trained person, you'll still train. And when you train, it means my costs go up, so I charge you more. And Kenyans are very price sensitive. But we're trying to look at a model where there'll be those who will be trained, because there are some people who want proper, you know, with certification. And they'll pay for it. So maybe that's the model I'm trying to see, whether I can have a few who have that. So we do house girls, we do farm hands, drivers.
Just basic help,
Domestic care. So that's one. And we should be having an app launched soon. It's delayed, but it's supposed to be launched this month.
Right.
Because we want now to take it digital. You check in, put a checkout, and then put an appointment. So that's Nyarai that's been
there. Nyarai, okay.
Then I have Beyond the Stethoscope, which I formed with another doctor and a colleague and our friend, three of us. And that is, it gives us a different approach to addressing resilience and well-being of the doctor. The doctor here is loosely translated to dentists, medical doctors, and pharmacists.
Right.
Because I've seen it in our profession. I've seen, you see, all these experiences I've given you in terms of training, public speaking, CVs, preparation for interviews. Like, I've done an coaching by an executive coach, and she transformed the way I see things. So those are opportunities that many medics don't go through, but the job market has really changed. Many of them are not being employed automatically the way we are. Many of them are at crossroads. Do I still continue with clinical work? Do I pursue something else? So we want to give them those platforms and tools to navigate those conversations. Many of them are also struggling financially, mostly because of poor investment choices. Remember I told you I used all my money in undergraduate and never saved at all. Many of them have also are owed money by insurance companies. So there are many who are struggling financially, even career. So we're bringing in a course that's going to give them that, equip them with the tools on how to navigate careers, how to navigate basically getting unstuck or going to the next level. And then the last one is on mental health. And mental health here, I see quite a number of my colleagues abusing drugs, abusing alcohol, abusing prescription drugs. People inject themselves with theater drugs, and it's sedatives and whatnot. People, you've seen a doctor killing himself and his children. So there's a lot of depression. There are quite a number of mental health conditions, and there are others, it's just pressure. So how do we help them navigate that with the professional counseling? Because they don't say, I need help. Because you're trained to be a small god. So a small god cannot get sick. And remember I told you, even when I was admitted, I knew it's not the pressure of the divorce or the money issues. I knew I'm sick because I have a fever anyway. How can I be... how can it be psychosomatic? So that is how, so that's the other company we're doing.
The second one,
Then the one at the front is Wanderlust, which is a travel platform. We are not a tour agent. We are not a travel agent either. And we are not a destination. We are just a platform bringing conversations of travelers, which started as a joke because I felt claustrophobic.
During COVID,
I said, let me reminisce on my travels and formed a group. And then the group has become a company. So that's what we are looking at, a community that engages in sustainable travel and tourism. And that is what it's pegged on. So we got
a grant
from Facebook that's helped us structure helped me, because it's a team of one, helped me structure it better. It's still ongoing. It's an 8-month thing. And also now I have a focus to look out for partnerships, and the partners are coming. But the money is yet to come, so I'm hoping whoever is listening to bring money now. But the partnerships, the goodwill, the fact that we've turned around, sometimes we're told we are bigger than Magical Kenya, because we bring the real conversations. It's not it's not marketing. Really, yeah, it is. You actually went. Yeah. Yes, and here is a picture of you going. Yeah, you. Yeah, like the other day, there's a place I went to, I think December. And the pictures online had white sandy beaches. But it is normal sand. Because everyone was like, oh, go and enjoy. It is like Diani. I took a photo for them and said this.
On the ground, you arrive.
Yeah, forget about white sandy beaches. So those are the conversations. But we want to leverage or to anchor our conversations around sustainability.